妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主神的祝福。今天有没有注意到神多给了我们一个小时，让我们提前在这里来敬拜他。
Did you realize that God gave us an extra hour so we can come here ahead of time?
这是多么的祝福。
It is a blessing.
刚才诗班在诗歌里唱的时候，圣灵有没有触动到我们的心？
When the choir was leading us, were you touched by the songs?
神要医治这个地。
The Lord is going to heal this land.
他也要医治我们每一个人。
And He will heal each one of us.
因为他是主宰者。
Because He is the Lord.
他唯一要求我们做的，就是把我们自己像活祭一样交托给神。
What he wants us to do is to offer ourselves as a sacrifice to him.
最近我们在学习亚伯拉罕，这个神与亚伯拉罕立的盟约。
Recently we're studying about the covenant between God and Abraham.
我们上次也学习了神在亚伯拉罕在那个以撒和伊什玛利之间，他选择了以撒。
And last time we learned that between Isaac and Ishmael, God chose Isaac.
神在拣选以撒以后给了亚伯拉罕极大的祝福，说国要从以撒建立，后裔要从以撒而生。
And God promised Abraham that his descendants will come from Isaac and nations will come from Isaac.
我们和亚伯拉罕一同，我们还在回味神给这祝福的，在这个美丽的祝福沉浸在这当中的时候。
And in this beautiful blessing,
the blessing, the echo is still in our mind. The God bless Abraham with Isaac. 我替你翻译。亚伯拉罕和萨拉的感恩的祷告声还在我们的耳边回响着。
And the voice of the prayers of Isaac and of Abraham and Rebecca was still in our ears.
亚伯拉罕和在庆祝神立了盟约，神的旨意成就了。
And this covenant was fulfilled.In their prayers.
因为以撒得到了祝福，万国要因以撒蒙福。
Because Isaac is blessed and the blessing is going to be among all the nations.
就在这个时刻，亚伯拉罕突然听到了一个不一样的声音。
And at this time, all of a sudden, Abraham hear a different voice.
神要极大的挑战他。
The Lord is going to challenge Abraham.
神要把他刚刚赐给他的唯独的儿子要奉献于神，要献于神。
God wants him to sacrifice the son, his only son that God just gave him.
这个献，这个对儿子的奉献，不是我们说的奉献礼，把孩子在这里一个祷告。
And this sacrifice is not like our dedication where we bring our child or our children here to pray for them.
而是要把他献为燔祭。
It's to offer him up as a burnt offering.
我简短的解释一下什么是燔祭。
So let me explain what is a burnt offering.
这个细节是在利未记第一章中讲到了燔祭，就是要把这个牲畜或者牛或者羊要健壮的没有瑕疵的。
The detail is in Leviticus where this offering of either a lamb or an ox, it has no blemish.
要按手，然后按手这个牲畜，然后把它宰杀在祭坛前。
And the priest will lay their hands on the animal and then slay the animal.
把血撒在坛的周围，然后把这个牲畜的肉切成块，然后放到柴上焚，完全的焚烧，连头带油脂整个的焚烧。
And take the blood and sprinkle it on the altar and cut the animal into pieces and everything is put on the altar to be burnt.
目的是为要遮盖人犯的罪。
And that is to take care of the sins of people.
我们再回到神让亚伯拉罕献他的以撒。
So now we think about Abraham sacrificing Isaac.
这一节的经文大家都非常的熟悉。
This passage you're probably very familiar with.
我想大家也听过很多的关于亚伯拉罕献以撒的这个道正道。
And you probably heard a lot of sermons on this sacrifice of Isaac.
这一段的叙事，我们可以从信心、从顺服、从神预备的羔羊来看。
We can look at this story from our faith, from our obedience, and from the Lamb of God.
我们也是从摩利亚山，让我们能够仰望哥哥他山。
And we would look towards Golgotha from Mount Moriah.
我们也可以看到所罗门在这里所建的圣殿。
And we can also see the temple that Solomon built.
在当我在读这个经的时候，神又给了我从另一个角度来读这一段的经文。
And God let me look at this passage from a different angle.
就是说我们如何在回应亚伯拉罕献以撒。
How do we respond to Abraham offering Isaac?
这句话今天对我们的意义是如何的？
What is the meaning to us today?
神也让我们今天把自己的亲生儿子献上吗？
Does God want us to offer our children?
如果不是，那神要让我们献上什么？
If not, what does God want us to sacrifice?
我们有没有我们心目中的以撒？
In our heart, do we have an Isaac?
这就是今天的主题。神他问我们说，你愿意献上你的以撒吗？
And this is the theme of today's message. Do you want to, how do you offer your Isaac?
神也让我们借着今天，让我们借着这个今天的信息，让我们把我们自己的生命制成一幅照片，让我们悬挂在亚伯拉罕生命的照片旁边。
God wants us to also take today's message and put it into a collage with one, on one side is Abraham, and offering Isaac.
用神的光谱来照这两幅图片，看他们的差异在哪里。
And the light, God would use, shed light on this to see what is the difference between the two.
这是我今天想和弟兄姊妹分享的这一段的信息。我们如何的从亚伯拉罕献以撒，我们得到的启示是什么？
What revelations do we get from Abraham offering Isaac?
这一段的经文，刚才弟兄王淼弟兄已经带我们读了，这就是在创世纪22:1-8.
And we just read this passage, Genesis chapter 22, verse 1-8.
我们就不再读一遍了，但是我们可以看到这里边有一些那些 highlight， 就是一些标出来的字。
So we just read this, so we're not going to read it again, but let's take a look at some of the highlighted words.
这里边有我在这里。
Here we have, here I am.
献为燔祭。
And to offering as a, make a burnt offering.
就起身去了。
And got up and go.
神必自己预备。
God will prepare for himself.
如果说我们读这个经文的时候，把亚伯拉罕换成我自己的名字的话， 我们会如何来读这一段的经文。
If we take Abraham's name and substitute it with me, how would you read this passage?
如果再回到那个光景下，如果神让我来献，把自己的儿子献上的话，我们会不会跟神有一些讨价还价的这个辩论？
If God asks us to offer our child, would we negotiate with God?
我可能会说，神啊，你刚给了我这一个儿子，这是在我年老不可能的情况下，你行神迹给我的，难道你真的要把它拿走吗？
I might say, Lord, you gave me in my old age, it's almost impossible to have a child now. Are you really want to take it away from me now?
神啊，你好不好把我所有的财产拿走，哪怕你把迦南地也收回去，你只求你把以撒留下。
Or can you take all my possessions and even the land Canaan, you can take it back, but leave Isaac for me.
主神啊，以撒可是在你盟约中所立的，难道你要修改你的盟约吗？
Lord, Isaac is in your covenant. Are you going to change your covenant?
或者亚伯拉罕还有一个，如果是换成我了，我还有一个办法，我不去预备那些柴和火，到了山上以后，我想献神的，可是没有柴和火呀。
I may try a different way. I may not bring all the wood for the offering. And so when I get up to the mountain, I said, oh, I didn't have any wood for the offering.
我们看亚伯拉罕的回应。
Let's look at Abraham's response.
我在这里。
He said, I am here.
他一次回应神的呼唤，他是说，神啊，我在这听你的教导，我已经准备好了，要顺服，遵行你告诉我的。
And he said, he knows God's voice, and he's listening and preparing to receive God's commands.
我熟悉你的声音，我知道这个呼唤是从你而来。
I know your voice. I know this calling is from you.
这是他完全的顺服。
This is his complete obedience.
他没有讲，神啊，你再让我思考几天，我再考虑一下。
He didn't say, well, let me think about this.
他的行动是清晨，他起身，就起身就去了。
And his action is in the morning, he got up and go.
他去的是神告诉他要去的地方，摩利山。
And the place he went is Mount Moriah, which God told him.
他没有一丝的犹豫，没有一丝的挣扎。
He didn't have any hesitation or doubt.
再看以撒，他的顺服，以撒已经长成了一个少年，已经是有力气了。可是呢，他在这个过程中，我们看到的一幅景象，他和父在同行，两个人在亲切的交谈。
And also look at Isaac's response. He's now a young man, and he is strong. But yet he went with his father, and they have very good fellowship together.
他没有任何的疑惑，说他的父亲会拿他怎样。
He didn't have any doubt what his father would do to him.
他表现出的是一种完全的顺服。
And he has this, he showed complete obedience to his father.
这个经文里边我们看到他亚伯拉罕和以撒，他是完全的相信神。
And here in the story we see that they completely believe in God.
看他准备的全不全，刀、柴和火，燔祭所需要的一切的东西他全准备好。
And we can see of his preparation is complete. He has a knife, a fire, and the wood for the burnt offering.
亚伯拉罕为何如此行？
Why did Abraham do that?
因为他相信神定会预备。
because he believed God will provide.
神与他立的盟约永远不会改变。
And that the covenant will never change between the covenant between God and Abraham will never change.
盟约中要从以撒以后成就的事、国度和后裔都不会落空。
And the descendants and the nations will not be there.
刚才从希伯来书弟兄带我们读的第二章，我们看到亚伯拉罕他看到了神复活的大能，也看到了神要还给他以撒的这个能力。
And we saw that they were God had given them the power to trust.
我们今天在思想这一段的经文，当时亚伯拉罕还没有见到耶稣基督，也没有经历耶稣基督的十字架。
During that time, Abraham has not seen Jesus and have not experienced Jesus' cross.
对新约的了解，我们今天比当年的亚伯拉罕还要丰富。
So our understanding of the New Testament is much more abundant for us today than in those days.
我刚才说的那两幅画、照片，我们挂在墙上。如果神的光照的话，它是一样的吗？
So when the picture I was talking to you about, when we had it hung on the walls, when the light of God shines on it, is it the same?
所以今天我们从我们如何回应这个亚伯拉罕献以撒的这个启示中这几个主题，我们来学习。
So let us look at the points that we have for this message today.
从亚伯拉罕到今天，神他试验我们，他要的是我们最最不舍得的、最珍惜的。
God's test is to, He wants us to give up the thing that we are most reluctant to give up.
但是神以此奖赏我们的，也是我们最不配得到的，也不能得到的。
But His reward is also one thatwe do not deserve.
我们再来看我们的以撒，你我的以撒是什么？我们愿不愿意把我最心爱的以撒献与神？
And let's see what Isaac as an offering is for us, and are we willing to offer our Isaac?
我们先看马太福音第十章37-39这里。
And let's take a look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 37.
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿子过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。不背着他的十字架，跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。得着生命的，将要失去生命；为我失丧生命的，将要得着生命。
Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
这三节的经文从文字上充满了张力。
These three verses gives us a conflict.
Yeah. 那我们看到，难道神让我们爱神就不爱父母了吗？
Is it that if we love God, then we don't love our father or mother?
难道神让我们只受苦吗？
God just want us to suffer?
那我们失去了生命，怎么又得着生命了？
How do we lose our life but get it again?
我们看看这三个对照的词。那这里讲的爱，这个第一个爱父母指的是属世的爱。
So let's look at these three conflicting words. First one is love. And this love here means the love in this world.
原文大家都知道这是 filial.
The original text is filial.
这个爱不指的是我们有责任孝敬自己的父母，像十诫里讲的一样。
And it's not only to honor our parents.
这个爱指的是离神远远的，只是我们在享受这世界上的情爱。
This love is that we are apart from God, and we are loving this things given to us in this world.
这个爱不包括我们经常去探望我们的父母，经常打电话给父母，并且还给他们传福音，让他们也得救。
This does not include we care about parents and give them call them every so often and talk to them about the gospel and so that they could be saved.
孝敬父母，给父母传福音，带领父母一起的得救，那是后边这个绿色的爱。
Giving the gospel to our parents and loving them is the second love that we're talking about.
那就是基督里的爱， agape.
It's the love in Christ, agape.
这里边三十八节讲到这个十字架，神让我们背这个十字架，是让我们和世界分别。
The verse 38 talks about the cross, and the cross is so that we could be separated from the world.
因为这个世界是通向死亡，爱世界是通向死亡。
Because if we love the world, it leads us to death.
而背十字架是通向生命和永生。
But to carry the cross is to take us to eternal life.
这就解释了下面这两个生命的这个好像就这个 conflict， 那就是失丧生命的要得着生命，失丧的生命是我们追求贪恋世界的那个肉身。
The life that we lose is the life of our flesh.
而要得着那个生命，却是在神的国中的永生。
And the life that we get back is the eternal life.
我们知道，我们生活在这个世界，基督徒、非基督徒也好，难免会有伤病。
We know that even Christians in this world, they get sick.
我们会求在祷告中求神的医治。
And in our prayer, we ask the Lord to heal us.
神愿意听这样的祷告。
The Lord is willing to hear this prayer.
他也会按他自己的心意来行使医治。
And he will, according to his will, he will heal us.
但是神听了我们的祷告，他要给我们预备的是不只是身体的复原，更让我们是得着这永恒的生命。
God, when he hears this prayer, not only give us our physical healing, but also in our spiritual life.
复活的拉撒路最终还会死去他的肉身。
Lazarus was resurrected, but he died again.
可是神给他的救赎和他要给我们在座的和线上的每一位的这个带来的救赎却是世界拿不去的。
The salvation that God gives us is not something that the world can take away.
那神他要我们最宝贵的，可是呢他不是要夺去。
He wants to give us the most precious thing, but he is not to take away.
而是要赐给我们更加丰盛的奖赏。
He wants to give us a more abundant reward.
我们有时候要做一要服侍，我们有时候要奉献，我们有时候要帮助别人的时候，我们通常会说，我牺牲一些自己的时间。我要牺牲一些自己的。
When we help other people, sometimes we say, well, we have to sacrifice some of our time, things that we like.
这个牺牲似乎是要被夺走。
Then to us it seems like this sacrifice is something that is being something is taken away from us.
可是这种祝福，神要给的奖赏，那是以我们付出的，那是没有办法相比。
But what God gives us as a reward cannot be compared to what we actually what we offer.
奖赏在这里我们看到神最要给我们的奖赏，那就是他要借着我们的经历，借着我们的付出的，他要给我们生在忍耐中，让我们的信心成长。
And God wants us to through what we suffer, He's going to help us to grow in faith.
我们在座的，我想我们都经历过难处。
All of us here, we have experienced hard times.
当经历难处的时候，最可怕的是什么？
What is the most thing that you are scared of when you're suffering?
最可怕的不是这个患难的本身。
And it's not the suffering itself.
而是说这个患难所带来的让我们失去了盼望。
It is the suffering causes us to lose faith.
人只有在没有盼望的时候，才会感觉到生不如死。
When we have no hope, then we don't want to live.
但是我们的神，他要用我们这样的患难的经历，他要造就我们，要奖赏我们。
But through this suffering, God wants to reward us.
雅各书一章二到三节，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过实验，就生忍耐。
James chapter 1 verse 2 and 3, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds.For you know that the testing of your faith that produces steadfastness.
在患难试炼中得着是喜乐的，因为神要赐给我们忍耐。
Through suffering and trials, we can rejoice because God can give us endurance.
罗马书五章三节，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Romans 5:3 and 4. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers
我们的患难，我们不可能靠着我们自己的能力得着盼望。
We cannot through our own efforts while we're in suffering to receive hope.
但是我们靠着神，他就会把这段经历成为赐给我们盼望和信心的祝福。
But through these two verses, we can receive this blessing of hope.
就像下面这个绿色的这一串的字符所表达的，那患难的试炼。在这个患难中，神让我们有喜乐。
And just like the bottom line there, through suffering and trials, we can have joy.
因为神要让我们在忍耐中得老练，由此得着信心中的盼望。
Because through endurance, we will develop our characters and then hope.
有一首诗歌大家都熟悉。
There's a hymn that you're probably familiar with.
翻译成中文叫我心灵得安宁。
It is well with my soul.
这首诗歌安慰了很多伤心患难中的灵魂。
And this hymn comfort a lot of people that are during suffering.
因为这首诗歌表达的是这个诗歌作者他所经历的。
Because this hymn talks about the experience this author of the song.
这个作者的名字叫 Horatio Spafford， 我不知道怎么拼，这样我就。
Yeah, the author of the song is Horatio Spafford.
嗯，拼对了。Yeah, 他是一名基督徒的律师。
He is a Christian and he is also a attorney.
律师，我们马上想到他有财富。
And when we think of lawyers, we think of
社会地位很高。
They have a social status and riches.
可是他在一场大火中失去了大部分的财富。
Through a big fire, he lost his riches.
这才是小小的灾难，更大的灾难是在一场海难中，他失去了他全部的四个宝贵的女儿。
But that's only a small part of his loss. His big loss was in a storm. He lost his daughters.
他妻子给他写信 ，I'm the only one saved.
And his wife wrote to him, said, "I'm the only one who's saved."
那我想，我们做父母的，如果我们经历了这样的灾难的话，那我们用一句土话说，天都塌了，是不是？
When we were a parent and something like that happened, you think the sky has fallen.
就像当我们正在年壮的时候，正在事业的高峰，正在最幸福的时刻，我们突然听到医生宣告，你得了癌症，你只有半年的生存。
And when you're at the peak of your career, and you heard that you have cancer, you're diagnosed with cancer, and you only have 6 months to live.
这位律师在航海经历那个出事的地点的时候，他就写下了这首诗。
So this lawyer was on the boat, and when he traveled to the same spot where he lost his daughters, he wrote this hymn.
因为他从神从圣灵得到了安慰。
Because through the Holy Spirit, he was comforted.
他把得到的安慰借着这首诗歌与千万个患难中的家庭来分享。
Through this hymn, he shared what he had with millions of families.
安慰了很多的忧伤的心灵。
And comforted a lot of suffering souls.
这个安慰是来自于神。
And this comfort came from God.
他让我们在患难当中能够不失去盼望。
And through this suffering, we do not lose hope.
他让我们在身患绝症的时候也不失去信心。
And when we are in sickness, we don't lose faith.
因为我们相信神会按他的心意医治。
Because God will heal us according to His will.
既或不然，神也为我们预备了美好的永恒。
Even if He doesn't, He has prepared eternity for us.
那我们在经历难处的时候，我们经历损失的时候，我们的眼光很容易专注到我们在经历的事上。
And it's easy when we are in suffering that our eyes are in focus on the things
而忘记了我们的盼望
and forget about our hope
会沉浸在绝望当中
and it causes us to lose hope
我们的神他会借着这样的经历让我们的眼目从我们的经历当中仰起头看到神他给我们的盼望。
And God uses these trials to let us lift our eyes and focus on His promises.
让我们专注神他在盟约中给我们的应许。
And so that we can see the His promise through the covenants.
他要从以撒生万族。
And through Isaac, he wants to build the nations.
要从以撒建国度。
And to build the kingdoms through Isaac.
他要让 万族都蒙福。
And all the nations will be blessed through Isaac.
让他拯救的人都进入到神这美好的国度当中。
Then all who believes in him will enter into his kingdom.
这些进入国度的就是他拣选的我们在座的。
And all those he chose are you who are sitting here.
包括我们正在经历患难。
Including those who are suffering right now.
包括我们身体有病的。
Including those who have sickness.
因为绝症它没有不会给我们带来的是绝路，而是带来了一条盼望的路。
The sickness that cannot be healed doesn't bring us to a dead end, but into eternity.
神给我们预备了，在应许中预备了那美好。
And in His promise, He prepared goodness for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，因着神给我们的应许和预备，让我们把眼抬起来。
And because of His promises, we can lift our eyes.
我们一起来仰望我们的神。
And that we can set our eyes on Him.
因为神要把祝福赐给我们，他要把盼望放到我们的心中。
Because He is going to bless us and put hope in us.
神在这些经历中，在我们的这个献出以后，神要给我们奖赏。
And God will give us a reward.
但是神的奖赏它不是一个交换。
But this is not an exchange.
它不是一个投资，我投一块钱要回报十块钱。
It's not that he invests a dollar, he wants $10 back.
神的奖赏也不是因着我们要去做一些行动。
And His reward is not required us of certain actions.
神的祝福是要在我们顺服之后才向我们显明。
His reward will only be revealed after we obey.
创世纪二十二章这后边十六节他说的，耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Genesis 22:16-18 says, and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son. I will surely bless you and I will surely multiply your offerings as the stars of heavens and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring will possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all nations of the earth be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
神祝福万族，祝福我们每一位，因为你听从了我的话。
God bless us because we listen to his voice.
因为你行了这事。
Because you acted upon my words.
我们看，神不单是让我们口头的承诺，而是要看到我们的顺服的心，付诸行动。
God not just want words from our mouth, He wants us to have actions through our faith.
大家都熟悉马太福音二十一章里边讲到的有两个儿子。
We all remember the story about in Matthew about the two sons.
父亲跟老大说，你去葡萄园做工。
Father said to the eldest son and said, "You go and work in the grapevine."
老大随口回应，我不去。
The eldest son said, "I don't want to go."
但他马上忏悔，他悔改了。结果就去做了工。
But he repented and went to work.
老二比较嘴甜，父亲说你去葡萄园做工。
And the younger one said, go to the vineyard to work.
他说父我会去。
He said, Father, I will go.
可是他从来没有去。
But he never went.
我们从这两个儿子，我们今天看我们自己，我们有时候是不是会跟神说，神呢、啊、我去，但是我没有去。
And through these two sons, we see ourselves, are there times when you said, yes, I will go, but did not go?
但是神他是饶恕的神，当我们说一开始说不去的时候，只要我们忏悔，神还是会喜悦我们。
God is forgiving. Even though we said, no, we're not going to go, but if we repent and still go, God will forgive us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神让我们把自己当作圣洁的活祭献上。
God wants us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
他让我们献上神已经赐给我们的。
He wants us to offer what he has already given us.
他不是要夺走，而是要让我们献上神要祝福给我们。
He doesn't want to take away. He wants us to offer it so he can reward us.
如果神说你愿意把你的以撒加引号的献出来吗？
God, are you willing to offer your Isaac to God?
我们问一下自己，我们如何的回答？
How will we answer?
那我们看下面这个奖赏，不但给我们奖赏，神的奖赏远超乎我们想象的。
God's reward is over what we expect.
我们能看得见的奖赏，我们都知道，约伯他失去了一切，当他见到了神，经历了神的同在，他永远信心在神的时候，神给的祝福远超乎他原来的。
Job, when he suffered and lost everything, when God blessed him again, he got more than what he had before.
所罗门向神求智慧，求神的智慧的时候，神不但给了他智慧，还给了他丰盛的物资。
Solomon asked for wisdom, and not only were he given wisdom, he was given everything, riches.
但看得见的这一些都不是他们所求的。
What they actually see was not what they were actually what they asked for.
Yeah, 这又回到了第这个创世纪二十二章十七、十八节，我们再看一下。论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。刚才我们读过了。
17 and 18 of Genesis 22. I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all nations and the earth.Of the earth be blessed because you obeyed my voice.
我们再一次把我们自己生命的照片放在亚伯拉罕的照片旁边。
So we take the picture of alive and put it next to Abraham's.
我们是不是看见了这个蓝色的这一幅的图画？
Do we see this the blue box there?
神让亚伯拉罕把以撒献上。
God asked Abraham to offer Isaac.
神今天也让我们把我们最心爱的以撒献上。
And God also asked us to give what we love, our Isaac, to offer up to him.
亚伯拉罕遵行了神的话。
Abraham obeyed God.
我们愿意遵行神的话吗？
Are we willing to obey his words?
那神，我们都知道后来的发展，神在这个山上预备了羔羊，代替他献了祭。
And we know the rest of the story. God provided a lamb in place of Isaac.
那父神也赐下主耶稣，成为了我们救赎的羔羊。
God has given us Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God.
他让亚伯拉罕时代和我们今天的万国万族都蒙福，因为他要在我们身上建立国度。
And today, as in God's covenant with Isaac to build all nations, He is going to build His kingdom among us.
这就是神最大的祝福。
And that is the greatest blessing.
远超我们今天的患难，我们的经历。
And far exceed what we experience in our sufferings.
神让我们献上我们心爱的以撒，那我们的以撒是什么呢？
So what is our Isaac?
我们是不是经常会和敬拜聚会有我们的安排，与这些时间有没有冲突？
Do we have conflicts in our arrangements with a conflict with worship times and meeting times?
我们的计划，我们的安排，在那个时刻是不是我们的以撒？
And our arrangement, is that our Isaac?
我们要不断的积累，为了我们退休可以更加的保险，所以我们拼命的积累，我们积财宝，那颗心。
So we want to, we're focusing on accumulating riches and treasures, so when we retire, we have enough to live on.
如果积财宝不是在天，而是在地上，那这个财宝是不是我们的以撒？
If this treasure is not stored up in heaven, is this treasure on earth our Isaac?
我们在这世界上生活，我们眼睛看得见、听得到、摸得着的这属世的事，我们去拼命的追求。
And we focus on the things of this world. We are pursuing all those things.
因为这些事能让我们的眼目享受，能让我们过着很舒适奢华的生活。
Because these things let us live a comfortable life, and because it interests us.
这些事是不是我们的以撒？
Are these things our Isaac?
当我们经历难处的时候，我们在经历一个坎坷的时候，如果我们的眼目专盯着这个坎坷，我们就是过不去，我们就说这个过不去的坎儿。
When we're suffering, when we experience certain difficulties, our eyes just focus on these obstacles.
我们愿不愿意从这个坎儿迈过去？
Are we willing to overcome these obstacles?
当我们自己跟随主得受洗多年了，我们觉得天国的门票我已经拿到了。
If we have believed in Jesus for a long time and we think that we already received the ticket to heaven,
我既拿着进入天国的门票，我又尽情地享受这世界上的丰富的时候，那这世界的丰富是不是我们的以撒？
So when we have already gotten the ticket and we just enjoying the things of this world, are these things of this world our Isaac?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当神让我们把以撒献出的时候，
When God asks us to offer up our Isaac,
我们愿不愿意对主说，主啊，就按着你的命令，按着你的呼召。
Are we willing to say, Lord, according to your calling, according to your words?
因为我所有的都是你赐给我的。
Because everything that I have is from you.
都是我原本不配的。
It's not something that I deserve.
主，我愿意 拿出你赐给我的一部分，留下我的必须，其余的都归你所用。
I'm willing to take part of it and keep it for myself, and the rest of them you can have.
主啊，从今天开始，我愿意参加教会的祷告会。
From this time on, I'm willing to attend the prayer meetings.
我愿意参加周五的查经聚会。
I'm willing to attend the fellowship on the weekends.
我愿意把主日分别为圣来敬拜你。
And I want to set apart Sunday to come worship you.
当我们的肢体在经历难处的时候，弟兄姊妹经历难处的时候，我愿意牺牲，带引号的牺牲，我愿意拿出一些时间来陪伴，来帮助他。
I'm willing to take some time to help others who are suffering.
我愿意让我们的家让神来做主。
And I'm willing to let my household, let the Lord be the head of the household.
愿我和我家都服侍你。
May me and my household serve you.
我愿意把我所有的你分别为圣的献给主。
And what I have, I'm willing to set apart and offer up to God.
这是今天神要对我们讲的话。
And this is word God wants to speak to us today.
神在试炼我们，要让我们献出我们不舍得的。
And God's test is so that we can offer to Him the most reluctant.
但是在我们献出不舍得这件事上，神给我们丰丰满满的祝福。
But God gives us abundant reward in what we give up.
我们今天愿意对神说，主啊，我愿意献出我的以撒。
Are you willing to say, I'm willing to give up my Isaac to you?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你借着亚伯拉罕献上他亲子以撒的故事，你在启示我们。
Lord, you are trying to reveal to us through the story of Abraham offering Isaac.
主啊，就像这个活祭诗歌中所唱的，我们不属于自己，我们是属于你的。
Like the hymn says, we don't belong to ourselves, we belong to you.
因为全地都是你的。
Because all nations belong to you.
主啊，求你真的是警醒我们的心，让我们在当下，我们愿意看到亚伯拉罕的榜样。
Lord, may we see Abraham's example.
愿我们在生命中，我们愿意放下我们心中的以撒。
That we are able to set down our Isaac in this world.
主啊，我愿意把我和你赐给分别出来的主都献出，都归你所用。
May you set apart us to be used by you.
主，愿你自己的旨意在众弟兄姊妹身上心里成就。
May your will be done in all brothers and sisters' heart.
愿我们成为你美好的见证。
That we can be a testimony for you.
我们这样的祈求祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.